1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. I appreciate the good, sweet spirit of my heart this morning. Appreciate the good songs of Zion. Appreciate the preaching of the Word of God. It's helped our hearts. Appreciate this meeting thus far. I'm thankful for the faithfulness of our God. I'm glad He is faithful this morning. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. You find your place. I invite you to stand for the reading of the Lord's Word this morning. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Begin reading in verse number 13. Paul said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye are not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." You may be seated. I pray the Lord add His blessing to the reading of His Word. Here, as Paul began to come to an end to his first epistle to the Thessalonians, here in this text, I began to read there. The Bible said that he didn't want them to be ignorant concerning some things, concerning them which are asleep or may have died in the Lord. He didn't want them to be ignorant concerning this. He began to explain that ye don't have to sorrow. You don't have to be worried. Don't have to be sorry, even as these which have no hope. But I'm going to say this one, thankful that we as children of God, we have a blessed hope. Amen. The Bible said on that third day, the Bible said that they came to that tomb that morning to anoint the body with spices. And along the way, they began to talk, the women, as they became early in the morning at the rising of the sun. They began to wonder who was going to remove that stone out of the way of the tomb, that they may come and anoint the body of their Lord. The Bible says, I don't know, it's just my thinking, but as they come and as they begin to talk and wonder, they looked in that same moment and the stone was already removed. The obstacle has already been moved out of their way so that they could come. And they came and they found the clothes where the Lord had worn. There was folded up the napkin about His face in the place by itself. And the Bible said that they ran back, but Mary stayed. I'm thankful this morning we don't serve a dead God. I'm thankful that He is alive, that He's well, that He's seated at the right hand of God this morning, making intercession for you. And I'm thankful that He is. I heard a song this morning He is a big God. Amen. Amen. You don't do Him justice, brother, even though He's a big man. And you got a lot of strength in you. Amen. But I'm glad there is one that's inside of me. The Bible says that's greater as He that is in you than he that's in the world. We are facing these days, Brother Massey, I preached it right. We are facing a day where we're being poor mauled and torn. How men of God are facing being torn apart. Amen. Especially some of us younger preachers. Amen. To this newfound religion. They're pulling us to go that way. They're saying, lighten up. You don't have to be so loud. You don't have to spit and holler. I stand behind the pulpit. Don't move. Amen. They're trying to teach them how to present the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't say it's all right. Amen. But it ain't for me. Amen. God called me to preach. Hey, I didn't go because some man sent me. I didn't go because that's what my daddy was. I didn't go because that's what the church wanted. Amen. I went and I'm going because God said go. Amen. He promised me that that He'd give me that what I need. Amen. He would put inside my mouth the words to speak. Amen. I'm thankful this morning for this old time way, this way that leadeth unto life. Amen. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the Bible said the end thereof is destruction. Amen. I'm glad whenever I am torn. The devil's told me, Brother Massey, if you'd just lighten up here, if you'd just let this go on, you can fill your church. Amen. You can get all the crowd that you desire. Hey, I've come to the place this morning where I just desire God. I don't want nothing else. Hey, you can have this world and the things of this world. I don't care if anybody knows my name. I don't care if anybody cares anything about me. But I'm glad that there is one that cares for me. Amen. In the Word of God, in this text, Paul began to wind down his epistle. In this fourth chapter, I began to tell them, now won't you be ignorant concerning them which are asleep. Amen. That you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Now you and I, we've been there, men of God. Maybe somebody passed away and never had a testimony of being born again, never had any fruit of being a child of God. But in fact, had the right opposite. Amen. And now I'm not going to preach in. I can't. And there ain't nobody else can. Amen. But I take that opportunity to look at them folk in the eye of the parents. Maybe a child has died. Amen. Or maybe a loved one that their loved one has died. There is no hope for them. Oh, but I'm glad that they are for the ones that are sitting in the pew. Now, preacher, that's not the time to preach. Amen. You must be born again. Whatever, when is the best time? I said, now is the time. Amen. Oh, in the Word of God, I don't want you to be ignorant. I concern them which are asleep in Christ. They saw not even as others. But he said, for we, thank God, we have hope, thank God. They have no hope. But if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also, he said, which sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. And for this we said to you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together. The Bible said, how to meet them in the clouds. And so shall, Brother Massey, shall we ever be with the Lord. But I'm interested in that very last verse this morning. The few words in this text, in that verse number 18. Paul said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. I don't know about you, but in this day that we're living in, we need to comfort one another. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need comfort every now and again. Along this way, being torn apart. Along this way, being beat down. Just from life. Amen. Hey, we need to help and encourage and comfort one another. But look what he said to comfort it with. These words, amen. I'm not what so-and-so said. I'm not what Dr. Doolittle said. But what these words. With these words, brother, I don't know of any other comforting words. I've been the words of God. Amen. I thank God for the man of God. I've got to take the word of God and open them up and being impressed by the Holy Ghost of God. I to bring the word. I'm glad that there is a word this morning. Hey, the man. Hey, there was a barren land. There was a drought in the land. And I remember he came to the man of God. He said, is there any word from the Lord? I'm glad there's a word this morning. I'm glad, thank God, even though we are torn apart, I'm glad that we have the victory, thank God, how the Bible said, how that he that is in you, how he that has made an abode in you, is greater, thank God, than he that's in the world. Hey, I don't know about anybody else, but I've been drawn, I've been pulled as if I was already pulled apart. But I'm thankful for the prayers of the saints of God. I'm thankful for my Lord. I'm being faithful, amen. I'm never leaving me alone. Amen. Paul said, I don't want you to be ignorant concerning them which are asleep in Christ, that you saw not, even as others. Amen. Oh, but if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, oh, yes. Hey, bless the Lord for the blessed hope. We have hope this morning. Comfort one another with these words. I thought about what John said in John chapter 14, the Lord. Here he was fixing to go to a place against the enemy. He was fixing to go and willingly lay himself down to become a propitiation for our sin. The Lord had been walking and talking and fellowshipping, amen, and touching the blinded eyes, raising the dead. He had been comforting the people, amen, physically. Naturally there in the body. He was God, but yet he was man. Oh, but here in John 14, he told him there, I'm fixing to leave you. I'm fixing to step off the scene. Oh, but he told him, John 14, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father. And he said, amen. He shall, the Bible said, I give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, and neither knoweth him. Oh, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. He said, I will not, Brother Andrew, leave you down there. In the Amazon veins, all by yourself. I know sometimes you probably feel that way. Brother Massey in there, apparent marshal sometime. It feel like you're all alone, and wherever your place is. Oh, but I'm thankful, child of God. He said, I will not lead you comfortless. I will, thank God, come to you. Yet a little while, the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Amen. Because I live, ye shall live also. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes, in the text this morning, Paul began to tell him, I don't want you to be ignorant. I don't want you to be unlearned about this thing. We have a blessed hope. Because that old song says, because he lives, amen, I can his face tomorrow. Amen. Because he lives. Oh, sin is gone. Because he lives. Amen. Ye shall live also, child of God. Amen. And 2 Corinthians, Paul said this. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord, Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, even the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are also in trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Amen. I don't know about anybody else, but when a man of God, I love these meetings. I love these men of God that preach to our hearts this week and days go by. Amen. How that they began to open up the Word of God. And boy, it just brings comfort to me. And how that it helps me and encourages me to press on. I looked up here the other evening or the other morning, and them young and standing, how the dear family stood and began to sing. Hey, just a worshiping the Lord. Hey, and this little choir began to sing, them youngins. Hey, there's just a few of us down there at Mount Pleasant, Marion, North Carolina. And sometimes I wonder what's the use. And I wonder, should I just keep going or just let somebody else have it? And then I see another group of people, almost 6 hours away. I stand up. I just see his family and a few more. And they began to sing and glorify God. And God says, see there. Hey, I still got a few around. I just keep pressing on. Hey, thank God. I'm weeping. I told Brother Tolkien last night. I'm weeping, man, dear, for a night. Oh, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, yes. He said, comfort one another with these words. For ye yourselves, Paul told them, have the Father of all mercies, have the God of all comfort. He's comforted us in our times of trouble, in our times of tribulation. We ought to have to comfort them, by God, with that same comfort, wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Amen. In Mark chapter number 5, very familiar text, we find a man named Jairus. Jairus, amen, the Lord, the Bible said, that he passed over onto the other side again. Amen. I'm glad that he is still working on the other side. Amen. Oh, yes, the Lord, I passed over again to the other side. And there was one, Brother Jairus. He came a running to the Lord. I fell down at the feet of Jesus. He began to beseech him greatly. He said, Lord, my daughter, in one place she's dead. But in this text, in Mark, he said, listen, she's about to die. She's almost dead. Would you come? Would you touch her? Would you make her whole? Amen. Oh, Jairus, no doubt. He was in a place of dismay. No doubt. He was in a place of despair. His daughter was dying. Amen. Oh, a man of authority. A man of stature. Hey, bless the Lord. He laid all of that to the side. Hey, and he went to fight the Lord. Hey, because the Lord knew Jairus' daughter. The Lord knew Jairus' heart. He knew that he needed some comfort. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes, he was in a place of despair. Amen. No doubt. No, he couldn't do anything for his daughter. She was dying. And in one place he said she was dead. Oh, that he needed and desired so much, Brother Massey, the comfort that he came to where the Lord was. He couldn't find it in the place of his home. He couldn't find it get in the place of his job. He couldn't find the comfort from his brethren. He had to go to the source. The God of all comforts. Amen. The Bible said that. Oh, Jairus fell at his feet and began to beseech him greatly. My daughter lieth at the point of death, I pray. I come and lay hands on her that she may live. Oh, yes, and be made whole. And the Bible said in the very next verse that Jesus went with him. I don't know about anybody else. Amen. But when I'm in a place of despair, whenever I'm in a place where I just feel I can't do anything, amen, it brings a little bit of comfort to my heart, amen, to receive a phone call from a brother and say, brother, just had you on my heart. Hey, I just want to let you know I'm praying for you. Amen. How that brings a little comfort, you know. And maybe you flip open the phone or, amen. And you see how that a brother sent a word from the Lord. A message, some scripture. And boy, how it comforts your heart. And it's exactly what you need. It must give you a pep in the step, you know. Amen. Oh, yes. But there ain't nothing like it, brother. Our brother seems whenever. Amen. None of those things really seem to help. But you see how you began to feel. A touch, amen. How you began to feel the breath of the Comforter, amen. And let you know that He's right there with you. But I'm going with you, son. Hey, thank God. There's nothing like having the presence of God with us, amen. He said, no, hey, I'm getting ready to leave you. I'm fixing to step off the scene. Oh, but I pray the Father. He will send another Comforter. Hey, and He shall reveal all these things unto you that I've said unto you. He'll bring it back to your remembrance. Amen. For I will not leave you comfortless. I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost, ain't you? Which is the Comforter. Hey, bless the Lord. Hey, Jairus needed comfort in his time of dismay or despair. His daughter was sick and dying and needing help. Hey, he needed comfort. And the Lord, the Bible said, went with him. And the Bible said, much people followed him. And we know in the same case, or let me go to Philippians 4, Paul said to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving. Amen. Philippians 4, he said, let your request be made known unto God. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, it shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then he began to say, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, to think on these things. Amen. And the God, he said, and the God, amen, and the God of comfort, amen, shall comfort thee. Isaiah chapter 41, I sent this out. If you received my text this morning, it blessed my heart this morning about 2 o'clock. I got up and began to read this. Hey, thank the Lord. And Isaiah, he began to quote, I began to write. He said, fear thou not. Hey, bless the Lord. For I am with thee. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God. Amen. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Hey, there's sometimes along the way that I get dismayed. That I get in a place of despair. And I get weak and feeble. It seems like I can't go on. But I'm glad for the comfort of God, the presence of the Holy Ghost. I began to reveal and remind, amen, that He is my God, and that I, amen, am His child, and that He is my strength, amen. He said, I will strengthen thee, yea. I will help thee, yea. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Hey, bless the Lord. My little brother's preaching the other day at the church. It blessed my heart. Hey, we're talking about being born again and couldn't get out if we wanted to, you know. And he said, Brother Jason's like this. How Jesus got me in His hands, and God the Father's got Him in His hands. There's no way out of it, amen. Amen. Hey, we was raised under free will doctrine. You could fall from grace or lose your salvation, you know. Amen. And I'm thankful what God does. He does right. He does good. He does all things well. I'm glad I'm saved, thank God, to the uttermost. Amen. I'm glad I'm in His hands, and I'm glad that He's in the Father's hands. Amen. I'm glad I ain't going to hell tonight. Amen. I'm glad that I have a home prepared. I will the saints abide. I just over in the glory land. It brings comfort to my heart to know how because of my Lord and Savior died for my sin, but that He got up on the third day, arose, and is alive and well, I can live also. Amen. Die once. But I've been born twice. Amen. The Bible said there in that text in Philippians 4, He told them, listen, I take on these things which are true and honest. And all those things, Brother Jeremy, I got interested in. I began to look them up, true and honest and pure and lovely and good report. All of them mean the same thing. They all point to Jesus. Amen. I take on Him. He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. He is the life. Amen. I think on these things. Amen. Oh, yes. In the text, the Bible said Jairus needed and desired no doubt some comfort from the Comforter. And he got in the presence of the Lord. I went with him. Amen. And along the way, there was another, you understand, in that same text. A little woman. That was a diseased woman. The Bible tells us 12 years how she suffered from a blood disease. Hey, a disorder of the blood. The blood was leaking out of her body. The life, if you will, was leaking out of her body. No doubt she was in despair. No doubt she was in dismay. I lost every bit of strength that was within her. Hey, she tried everything in the world, Brother Roger. She tried going with Baal and the doctors of the world and everything in the world. But the Bible says she rather grew worse. And then spent all that she had. God help us today. We're living in that day when folk, amen, bless the Lord, they got 4 jobs. Amen. Amen. They never see their spouse. They never get to kiss their youngins goodnight. Amen. They got the nicest home. They got the latest vehicle. Amen. They're up here in the public's eye. Amen. Oh, but listen, they're in dismay. They're in despair. And they are diseased. Amen. Hey, bless the Lord. I see a family, amen, living in a camper. Ain't got much according to this world. Amen. They got a job God's given them. They got strength to do the job that God's given them. On that job, they tell everybody they can about their Savior, the Comforter. They go home to the cupboard. It may not have the name brand stuff. But there's food on the table. There's clothes on their back. There's shoes on on their feet. There's joy in their heart. There's peace. Amen. Hey, how, preacher? Why? Hey, because the Comforter has promised us. There's a place I have. I prepared for you. Amen. Oh, yeah. So, this woman, 12 years, I struggled. I despair and disease of a disorder of her blood. In that church, suffered many things of many physicians. I spent all that she had. Amen. You can have your fog machines. You can have your TV screens. Amen. You can have your praise and worship teams. I'll take my two girls and son, and a few other youngins in my choir, amen, and the church of God, and some old saints of God, desiring help from the Lord. I'd rather have Jesus than anything in this world. Amen. She spent everything that she had, but she rather grew worse. Her sickness kept getting worse and worse. No doubt we can probably all agree this morning she needed comfort. She needed some help, amen. And the Lord, I just so have. It's not a coincidence. God knew where she was. God knew her problem. God knew her circumstance. Hey, God knew Jairus and his daughter. I knew that circumstance. Hey, and he came by that way. Amen. And the Bible said, how she said within herself, how she heard about this man named Jesus. And I'm thankful for a man of God that preached Jesus. Amen. Oh, yes. I thought about what Brother Winkler said last night at the end of his message. Amen. His first words in glory. That name that is above all names. Amen. Jesus. Amen. Oh, yes. You know, there's some folks that call themselves Christians and they call themselves old-time way. And they never mention the name of Jesus. They never talk about the blood. Amen. For the remission of sin. I never mention repentance. Amen. Unto salvation. Amen. And say they're in the old-time way. Amen. I'm glad that I'm not going that way. But I'm glad I'm on the way tonight. Amen. Oh, she needed some comfort. Oh, in Romans 8, the Bible said, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, Brother Talkin, are not even worthy to compare with the glory that shall be revealed in us. What shall we say to these things? Brother Sims, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. And we know, brethren, all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose." Amen. Sometimes we endeavor places of distress. We suffer things of disease, and it is the will of God. Amen. But in those times, ain't you glad in those, even in those times of disease, there's comfort. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Paul said that so many a times, amen, suffered, amen, shipwrecked and in prison and beaten. And all those things, Brother Talkin, no doubt, was the will of God. Amen. He said, "I reckon the sufferings of this present time, hey, they're not even worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Amen. I'm glad that there is comfort today. Amen. Even in a time of disease and sickness, the Bible said, when she heard of Jesus, she came behind in the press, and the Bible said, touched His clothes, and she said within herself, you know, if I just touch Him, I'd be made whole. And she made a way through that crowd. And the Bible said that she reached down by faith, no doubt, in her place of disease. And immediately, the moment she touched Him, a virtue went out of Him, power, and she was made completely whole. The fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was was made whole of the plague. And he said unto her, daughter, I skipped a verse there, but he said in verse 34 in that text, when he looked around about to see her, he said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of the plague. Hey, child of God, I'm trying to help us this morning, trying to encourage you. I'm trying to give you a little comfort. Hey, even in a time of distress, and maybe when you're in dismayed, in a situation that you can't do anything, I'm glad for the presence of God. Amen. I bet He ever makes known unto us. I just comfort our hearts. I bet He's with us. I threw this thing now. A lot of folk, they pray and they ask God to remove that mountain. Amen. They pray and ask God, say, I don't want to deal with this. Would you just remove it out of my way so I don't have to? And sometimes He does. Sometimes He answers our prayer and He removes those obstacles and we can go on shout the victory. But have you ever wondered, ever thought that it may be God's will and desire for you, sir, to take off them dress shoes and climb that mountain? Have you ever thought, ma'am, that it may be God's will that you do have to suffer a little while? Amen. All things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to His purpose. Amen. Amen. Oh yes, there's comfort in that time of distress. There is comfort in that time of disease. To know that He is the great physician. He can do all things. There's nothing that my God can't do. Amen. He did raise up the dead. He did touch the blinded eyes. He did touch the lame, make them to walk. I touched the blinded eyes and made them to see. Amen. I had a daughter. She's been dead a little over a year now. 11.5 years old. She was naturally blind from birth and had a lot of things going on. But you know it was the will of God. Amen. Hey, the Bible said there was in one place. There was a boy born blind from his birth. And the disciples said, hey, Lord, I wonder who sinned, him or his parents, that he was born that way. And the Lord said, neither hath sinned the son nor the parents, but that the Father may be manifest, His works may be manifest through him. And I want to say, I thank the Lord for choosing me and my wife to give us Miss Hannah. Amen. That His word I may be made manifest through her. Amen. And I'm going to be honest with you, there's sometimes, amen, year after year, months after months, weeks after weeks, I'm sitting in those hospital rooms, I'm not knowing what could happen, I'm not knowing the outcome, but by the grace of God, and by His mercies, and His comfort in times of distress, we watched Him work, have done the unthinkable, things doctors had no idea about. I sure get so low. I'll be yet saints of God's a praying. Our mommies and daddies are praying. And God would hear our cry. Amen. And He would touch her. So that the doctors would know that there is a comforter. And know that there is the Lord. And know that there are one that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ever ask or think. Amen. Many a times we'll find our place in a place of distress and dismay. Hey, Brother Tolkien, we get tired. We'd get weary along the way trying to preach the gospel. Trying to pastor a little crowd of people. Trying to comfort them and encourage them to press on. But we ourselves in a place of despair. We ourselves in a place of distress and her body disease. Oh, but I'm thankful for the comfort in those times. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, the Bible said she was made completely whole of the plague. The Bible said that He said, go in peace. Amen. Thou art whole of the plague. Amen. Go in peace. Be whole of the plague. But look in verse number 35 in that same text in Mark chapter number 5. We find that as she spake, the Bible said there was one came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, Brother Jairus. Amen. He was comforted by the presence of God. Amen. And she got comforted by the physician, you know. Amen. To be whole. And now here's Jairus. Amen. On his way to his daughter. The Lord was willing to the comforter, the physician, his friend. Amen. And he gets word from the house that, hey, I trouble not the master any further. Amen. There's no use to bother him. Your daughter's dead. Amen. There's no use. Don't worry. There's no use of going on. Anybody ever felt that way? Amen. There's no use of going on. Your daughter's dead. The Bible said in that same thought, in that same, at the end of the sentence of that man brought, the Bible said, no doubt Jairus' heart break, and no doubt Jairus began to sink low in despair. Oh, but the same comforter that was with him in that place of despair before, and he witnessed the physician touch and make this woman whole and comfort her heart. Oh, he was with her and with him. And the Bible said that the Lord, amen, the Bible said, looked him in the eye in that moment that he heard the bad news. He heard the bad news of his daughter's death. Amen. The Lord, the comforter, looked at him in the eye and said, amen, fear not.
Yeah.
Be not dismayed. Fear not. Be not dismayed. Amen. Ain't you glad for the comfort of this morning? He said to comfort one another with these words. Amen. Brother Massey and Brother Jenkins and a lot of these men of God, Brother Yokely preached a funeral. And boy, how it comforted my heart to have these brethren to help me and encourage me along the way. Brother Jenkins, I'll never forget, standing in front of the casket, he come down the line of the receiving of friends. Amen. And he may not remember this, but he looked in my eye. How were tears rolling down his face. He said, just keep looking up. I just keep going on. Amen. Thank God for the comforter. I'm glad even in a place of despair, there is comfort today. Even in a place of disease, there is a comforter. For He is the great physician. And even in death, Brother Logan, I'm glad for the comforter. Sorrow not, sir. Amen. I don't want you to be ignorant concerning them which are asleep in Christ. Amen. Sorrow not, as others which don't have no hope, child of God. For we have hope. Amen. Bible said that he came to the place, Brother Tonkin. He came to the place where they was, where she lie. And they were weeping and wailing and just going all sorts of things. He said, why do you weep? The damsel's not dead. She's only asleep. And the Bible said that they began to laugh and mock him. The Bible said that he put them all out. They that did not believe. He put them all out of the house. Took in the mother and the father and the men that was with him. The Bible said he laid his hand upon them, began to speak a few words. Talitha kumma, you know, and daughter, I said, thee arise. And that daughter that was dead physically, no doubt, I doubt. I believe with everything in me that she was dead. Naturally, the life was out of her body. Her heart was not beating. She had no breath in her. But when the Lord touched her, the great comforter, spoke those words, she rose up. The Bible says she began to walk. Amen. There is comfort this evening, even in death. There is comfort for us, children of God, for death is not the end. Amen. You don't just die and that's it. There is a religion and belief out there that you just die. Amen. You just go, you just die. And there's another belief that you, I take another form of something else. And there's other beliefs that you go to a place of holding. And hey, all that's just false doctrine. And all that's just wickedness and evil from the devil. I'll say to you, the Bible said that it is the appointed unto man wants to die. And after this, the judgment. Amen. Hey, every one of us, if time lasts, death will come to us. Hey, it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. Amen. My daughter's 11 and a half years old. I bet you see her race was run. Her work was finished. Amen. How God, how Himself, how came and brought her unto Himself. Amen. And in that moment, I remember that night just like it was yesterday. I had my other two daughters with us in the bed, my wife. I lay in there in the bed with her. Amen. I've been in there a week now. And it's just unresponsive. Amen. And Brother Sims laying there on their last few moments on this side in this life. Amen. Laying there with her. The Bible, the doctor come and said, now, I began to talk us through the process and began to say a few things. And boy, how Mom and Daddy's hearts break. How we was in despair because of disease. And now death has come. Amen. Boy, how we needed comfort. And boy, how it helped us to have the church back in it. And brothers and sisters in Christ to help us along the way. And encouraging voice messages and text messages. Oh, that I'm thankful for the comforter. Amen. Oh, whenever the doctor said, her heart, how we saw her struggle just for a moment. And she drew that last breath. And her heart quit beating. And the doctor laid that thing on her heart and began to listen. And she looked up at me. And Mama said, your daughter's gone. I won't tell you about the peace of God. Even in a time of death. Bless the Lord. I looked at them other two girls. I weeping and crying, holding their sister. I said, girls, if you ever want to see your sister again, if you ever want to speak to her again, you must be born again.
That's right, brother.
Preacher, you ought not have done that.
That's right.
Was just in me. Amen. I knew where Hannah was. Amen. And I had a desire for them other two to go be with her. That we may be together. Amen.
Amen.
Comfort ye one another with these words. Brother Sims, you come on.